All right, Grizzlies, I have stopped along the Rock Road home with Heather here to pick up a passenger. I am happy to say that I'm on the phone with Tim Flucky from the band Edema. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, going great. How you doing, Heather?
Good. So you're somewhere on the road. I know you're heading here on Monday, and you're known for a lot of things, one of them being a local kind of a sports hero in high school. So you're a local boy, and then, of course, for being an official rock star. So how's it feel to be back in Illinois?
It always feels great to be back in Illinois. You know, I love it. You know, I always tell my friends in California, you know, it's just such a beautiful place, and I just love growing up there, and love going back there. I take my family back there every couple of years to try to get back to Bryan County to go to the fair, and my kids love it here. And so it's just, it's just, I will always have a place in my heart for sure.
We like hearing that because you have a hometown show going on. We're going to get to in a second, but I want to know, did the pandemic kind of help you guys kind of reconnect and come up with the new music?
Yeah, I think a lot of bands, and a lot of people just were kind of forced to, obviously everybody was at home and we weren't able to go on the road and we had kind of started some new music, but then we had all these offers to go on the road. So we were going to be really busy that last year doing that. But, it definitely made us kind of, change course and get more on the side of just writing music. And I would write music at home, and then they would write music at home. We'd send it to each other, and then we'd get together maybe every couple months and try to put everything together. So, no, that definitely helped us to concentrate on that, for sure.
Well, you have Ready to Die, which is climbing up the Billboard charts. It's tearing it up here on the Grizz. So, fantastic
awesome.
Stuff. When is your new album going to drop? You got some other stuff cooking for us?
So the way we're doing it is kind of starting to be a common thing. So what we're doing is every 2 months, maybe less, we'll have a new single out, maybe up to four different singles. And then when those four singles are done, we drop the rest of the record.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
So it's the way you do it nowadays.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Obviously I grew up with just, you bought an album.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
And you listen to the album, but nobody buys CDs anymore. Maybe some do, but most people don't. Yeah.
Right. So a hometown crowd, are you excited about coming back and playing in this area on Monday?
It's one of the most exciting things I've ever had to look forward to in this band. I have always wanted to do a show that was kind of near my hometown or in or around my hometown. And so, and we've just never been able to do it, and so this is and it's exciting for the rest of the guys. You know, it is weird, we've never played around there, but the band has stopped in Mount Sterling, I don't know, dozens of times it seems like over the years, because it's in the middle there of the country, and they love going there. And you know, we park the bus out in front of my mom's house,
That's awesome.
We just hang out there. And so we're gonna be at my mom's house too on this one too. So everybody's, you know. And they're kind of, people know who they are in Mount Sterling. They live walking around there. And I know the first time that we were there, maybe in 2001-ish or something, somebody called my mom up. We were outside playing croquet, and somebody called my mom up and said, hey, there's a bunch of weird guys out there playing croquet in your yard. She was like, no, that's just my son and his band.
Fantastic. Awesome. So you're playing on the Rail, which is literally right across the street from the station here in downtown Quincy. Tickets are only $15. That is crazy, and that is so good. I cannot wait for you guys to take the stage on there.
Neither can we. Yeah, we're excited.
And as far as, like, I know you're selling meet and greets as well. Do you want to tell the fans a little bit about that?
Our meet and greets are, we love to do them. They're great. They're just more access to the band, so you just come and meet the band. We have like a little kind of special things that only the VIPs get, and we sit around and talk, and we usually take them backstage and we hang out and answer questions, and you know, we like to get to know about our fans and know where they live and how, you know, what they do and everything. And so it's really cool for us to kind of get to know our fans a little bit better and to be able to give them something special back too.
That's fantastic. I love hearing stuff like that. So if you want to get your tickets, you can go to On the Rail on Facebook. You can click on the link. They're only $15. Absolutely amazing price to see a kick-ass rock band. And I cannot wait to meet you in person, Tim, on Monday. And then I'd like to do some social media with you when you guys are setting up the stage and everything, too. So make sure you get your tickets. I'm going to roll the new song as soon as we're done talking. And thanks for stopping by, and we cannot wait to see you on Monday.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for having the band in Quincy. We're definitely excited. They're all excited to be there, and we can't wait to see everybody.